So it's very important to have an effective cooperation, coordination, and proper mutual legal assistance with the relevant actors. And it's a good practice, of course, to rely on Eurojust and Europol in comparable cases. Well, it may be suitable for you in your case to allow alternatives to formal requests for mutual legal assistance, or to develop mechanisms for parallel or joint investigations so that you don't need an EAO later on, probably. Well, of course, as in any investigation with electronic evidence, the preservation of the chain of custody and the respect of the integrity of criminal proceedings is of utmost importance. And in order to assure all this, to make sure that all this is observed, handling codes should be defined for the exchange of information beforehand. On this slide, there is an example for a Siena H3 handling code used in actual criminal investigation. You can probably use this as an example for such a handling code, which has been tested in the field. And the clearer you define the handling code beforehand, the less problems you have later on in court. And on this slide, another example for a handling code used by the US FBI in an investigation that makes clear that intelligence can be used for initiating and carrying out investigations, but whenever you have to use the evidence in court, you have to go to the proper channels of mutual legal assistance. Well, the second case study I want to share with you is comparable to the EncroChat case on the one hand and different on the other hand. And I'm quite sure that most of you have heard about this case. It's the Operation Trojan Shield, in Europe also known as Operation Task Force Greenlight. It's also a case about encrypted devices used by criminal gangs in order to keep their communications away from law enforcement. And I will start with some pictures showing the results of this operation. These pictures are from original court documents you nowadays can also find online. They are now public, so it is not a problem to share them with you. And you see original messages on the left hand. You see of course, large amounts of cash, because there was a lot of drug trafficking operated with these devices from Anum. And on the right side, you see nearly 1.6 tons of cocaine seized during the Operation Trojan Shield by Spanish authorities. Some more of this, how criminal gangs smuggle the drugs in tuna cans, for example. And I'm quite sure you agree that what we see here gives us a deep, deep insight in how many operations in the field of drug trafficking are going on. What was Operation Trojan Shield? Well, Operation Trojan Shield was a sting operation, and it was the collaboration by law enforcement agencies from several countries running between 2018 and 2021. And quite comparable to EncroChat, millions of messages were intercepted through a supposedly secure smartphone-based messaging app called Anum. But Instead, as the criminals thought, instead of using a secure communication provider, the whole Adam service was actually a Trojan horse, but not a Trojan horse in a technical way as the Trojan horse which was used in AngryChat, but the whole provider was run by the FBI and the Australian Federal Police. And so FBI and AFP were able to monitor all communications. Through the collaboration with other law enforcement agencies worldwide, the operation resulted in the arrest of over 800 suspects allegedly involved in criminal activity in 16 countries. There were alleged members of Australian-based Italian mafia, Albanian organized crime, outlaw motorcycle gangs, drug syndicates, and other organized crime groups. So it was also a very effective operation. And on this map, given by the FBI, you see in how many countries those Anom devices ran by the FBI were used by criminals. And again, another view on the results of this sting operation. I already mentioned the 800 suspects. Worldwide, 8 tons of cocaine were seized, 2 tons of amphetamine and methamphetamine, 22 tons of cannabis and cannabis resin, 700 house searches worldwide, 250 firearms, and over $48 million in various worldwide currencies and cryptocurrencies seized. So quite impressive what this operation brought as results. And well, you can imagine that the fact that this was a sting operation and the FBI was the provider of this service for encrypted telecommunications, there was a lot of discussion so far already in the preliminary proceedings in Germany. So far there is no final decision on the admissibility of the Anom data, but in preliminary proceedings, when it comes to pretrial detention, the higher regional courts are the appellate courts for the defendants who are in pretrial detention, and they can go to the higher regional court in Germany and claim that they want to be set free, that the arrest should be lifted. And so we have already a decision from the higher regional court Frankfurt, and this higher regional court ruled that that this evidence is admissible. The defense claimed that the data handed over from the FBI, that the authenticity cannot be verified, and that there probably is the possibility of falsification of contents. The court said that this is not convincing because they corroborated it against other evidence in the case. And of course, there are no indications that this data is improper or manipulated or whatsoever. So this goes a little bit in the direction, as I said before, if you as the defense lawyer claim that the data is inaccurate or manipulated, you have the burden of proof for it. At least you have to show indications. And so far, there are no indications that the data from the Anom sting operation is incorrect or not valid, not reliable. You can find this decision. It is now published in Neue Juristische Wochenschrift. So I hope that this presentation gave you an insight in how important it is to break encryption, because encryption is used by criminal gangs in order to do their shady business. On the other hand, of course, encryption is very important for legitimate reasons. So there must be, of course, a balance between the both sides. But in these two case studies, to my opinion, it is proven clear that law enforcement has the chance to break encryption barrier and to create successful investigations. Well, we as lawyers, we will see how the Enim case is ruled differently, maybe differently in different European and other countries out of Europe. So this will be one of the most interesting question in the upcoming time. So thank you for your attention, and I hope this all was useful. Thank you very much.